Because when thought is active, you are no longer aware. You are lost in thought. So this one is very obvious, isn't it? When thought is active, how can you be aware? Because to be aware is before the knowing, before the thinking, before the arising of the thought process. So we have to define what awareness is or what sati is. Sati or awareness is, so sati is actually an awareness before the knowing or thinking. So sati or awareness is an awareness before the knowing or thinking. So this one, maybe I will put bracket better. Sati or in bracket awareness. So sati basically is an awareness before the knowing or the arising of the thought process. And this is what your true mind is. That's why when you meditate, you just relax and maintain awareness to let the natural state of mind return. Well, this natural state, the true mind, is before the stirring of the mind, before your thought process become active, before you develop the heedlessness, the heedless thinking. So you can just relax, maintain awareness, and silence your mind completely without any thought energy, then this natural state will return. So meditation is very easy when you understand all this. That's why the four support become easy to understand and clear. Then you can do it with confidence, with understanding. And you realize to be in that meditative state is actually very easy. Very, very easy. For those who understand, you no need method and technique. You don't have to focus, concentrate, or do anything. You just relax and maintain awareness and let the mind settle down. And finally, realize its natural state before the arising of thought. That natural state is your true mind. It's also the awareness nature within. So this awareness nature within is actually the first to come out from that nature. We call it our true nature, our oneness nature, or the source. Then from there, it arises. Then from there, it creates the mundane thinking, the mundane mind. That's why the four stages of creation. How from the true mind, or before the true mind, there is this, our true nature, the oneness nature. From there, the first thing to come out is the silent mind, our awareness nature, just that thing. Then from there, it creates the mundane thinking, the mundane mind. And this mundane mind, like the Buddha said, is the forerunner of all things. This mundane mind is chief. When this mundane mind arises, all things arise. But this is responsible for creation, for karma, for the karmic process. Then when this arises, the mundane mind, the thinking mind, it created the phenomenal world of consciousness because we have the sixth sense door. So upon contact of the sixth sense door, means the external sense basis, which are the six types of sense data. When it comes into contact with the respective six types of sense basis, so upon contact with that mundane mind, it triggers off mundane thought process or thinking. And this is how the phenomenal world of consciousness and form arise. This is what existence is all about.